Make Music Madison is back. Make Music Madison is back on June 21st for the 13th annual day of free outdoor live music across the city. Here's how you can get involved. Online registration for musicians to participate and venues to schedule events is open through June 1st at makemusicmadison.org. All genres and styles of music are welcome, and there are no age limits or skill levels required. The Make Music Madison website is used to match artists who need a stage with venues who seek performers. At noon on June 20th, matchmaking ends and all shows must be confirmed in the system. Again, advance registration for venues and musicians at makemusicmadison.org closes at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, June 1st. And mark your calendars for Make Music Day on Saturday, June 21st. Bringing you a variety of music every day of the year. This is WORT Madison.
Yeah. That's a good question. Are people born wicked, or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? After all, the Wicked Witch had a childhood. She had a father, who, by the way, had been appointed governor of Munchkinland.
I'm off to the assembly, dear.
And she had a mother, as so many do.
How I hate to go and leave you lonely.
That's all right, it's only just one night.
But know that you're here in my heart while I'm out of your sight.
And like every family, they had their secrets.
Have another drink, my dark god beauty. I've got one more night left here in town. So have another drink of green elixir, and we'll have ourselves a little mixer. Have another little swallow, little lady, and follow me down.
And one thing led to another, as it so often does.
No!
But from the moment the witch was born, she was, well, different.
Coming
now!
The baby's coming!
Oh, and how?
I see a nose!
I see a curl! It's a healthy, perfect, lovely little...
Oh, sweetheart! Oh!
How can it be?
What does it mean?
It's uncanny!
It's obscene!
Like a froggy, ferny cabbage, the baby is unnaturally...
Take it away.
Take it away!
And so, it couldn't have been easy.
Hello, everyone. This is Tim Sowers, and you're listening to WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison. It's time for some show tunes in the next hour. I'm going to be playing lots of hits. And Wicked, one of the biggest hits, that was the opening, No One Mourns the Wicked, from the movie, which I finally sat down to see last weekend and loved it. It's a show that is going to continue to be around for a long time, over 20 years on Broadway. The national tours come into Overture in July. People love their Wicked. And then the second half of the movie that we're all expecting to love as much as we love the first movie will be out next holidays. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here's Sunset Boulevard with Tom Francis, which I'm sure he's going to get a Tony nomination. This is the new version, the revival version with Nicole Scherzinger. Here's Sunset Boulevard.
Sure, I came out here to make my name. Wanted my pool, my dose of fame. Wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan, the battle rages. Smile, a rented smile from someone's glass. Kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline boulevard. Getting there is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, jackpot boulevard. Once you've won, you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out, dead right, I've sold out. I just keep waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking her money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer. LA's changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in those creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go and off the line, their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine, but in those dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started here on Sunset Boulevard.
Society's mask in society's way, and the truth is that it's all a facade.
There's a face that we hide till the nighttime appears,
and what's hiding inside behind all of our fears
is our true self locked inside the facade.
Every day, people in their own sweet way lie to out a coat.
The same. But there's one thing I know, and I know it for sure. This disease that we've got has got no ready cure, and I'm certain life is terribly hard
when your life's a facade.
Look around you, I have found you cannot tell by looking at the surface what is lurking there beneath it. Prepared to bet you what you see's not what you get, 'cause man's a master of deceit.
So what is the sinister secret? The lie he will tell you is true.
It's that each man you meet on the street isn't one man, but two.
Nearly everyone you see like him and her and you and me pretends to be a pillar of society.
Sobriety
and piety
shudders at the thought of notoriety. Ladies and gents, here before you, which
dick. Dear, cause it's all a facade.
If we're not one but two, are we evil or good?
Do we walk the fine line that we cross if we could?
Are we waiting
to break through the facade? One or two, rather than a well-to-do. But they're as bad as me and you. Right down to their, right down to their.
Christine, you're free.
Wait till the time
when
is
will
right.
That be? It's an engagement, not a crime. Christine, what are you afraid of?
Let's not argue. Please pretend.
I can only hope
you will understand in
time.
why so silent, good monsieur? Did you think that I had left you for good? Have you missed me, good messieurs? I have written you an opera. Here I bring the finished score. Don Juan triumphant. I advise you to comply. My instruction should be clear. Remember, there are worse things than a shattered chandelier.
The 2025 Wisconsin Film Festival is going on now, all over Madison until April 10th. There are over 170 films of all shapes and sizes for you to choose from. This includes some of the best cinema from all over the world and right here in Wisconsin. Choose from comedies, dramas, experimental, animated, and student films, as well as documentaries, restored classics, films for kids, and more. You can catch these films at the Bartell Theater, the Barrymore Theater, and four venues on the UW campus. The last 4 days of the festival will take place at Flick's Brewhouse, located at the Easttown Mall. A guide to all the films and where they will be shown is available in the March issue of the Isthmus and online, and tickets are available at wifilmfest.org. The Wisconsin Film Festival is happening now through April 10th on a screen near you, helping keep local arts alive for almost 50 years. This is WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Look, ma'am, an invitation here, ma'am, delivered by hand. And ma'am, I notice the stationery is engraved and very grand.
Petra, how too exciting, just
when I need it.
Petra, such elegant writing, so chic, your honey can read it. What do you think? Who can it be? Even the ink, no, here, let me. Your present, just think of it, Petra, is kindly, it's attaché to, requested, etc., etc., Madame Leonora. Oh no! A weekend in the country!
We're invited!
What a horrible plot! A weekend in the country!
I'm excited!
No, you're not!
A weekend in the country!
Just imagine! It's completely depraved!
A weekend in the country!
It's insulting!
It's engraved!
It's that woman! It's that arm felt!
Oh, the actress!
Oh, the ghoul! She may hope to make a charm felt! But she's mad if she thinks I would be such a fool as to weekend in the country!
How insulting!
And I've nothing to wear!
A weekend in the country!
Here, the last place I'm going is there.
Well, dear, are you happy here?
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Dear child, you're uncanny.
Guess what? An invitation.
Guess who begins with an A? Felt, is that a relation to the decrepit Desiree?
Guess when we're asked to go, sir, see, sir, the date there. Guess where? Fancy chateau, sir.
Guess to who's lying in wait? They're setting her traps, fixing her face.
Darling, perhaps a change of pace.
Oh,
a weekend in the country would be charming, and the air would be fresh.
A weekend with that woman.
In the country.
In the flesh.
I've some business with her mother.
See, it's business.
Oh, no doubt. But the business with her mother would be hardly the business I'd worry about.
Just a weekend in the country.
Smelling jasmine.
Watching little things grow.
A weekend in the country.
Go!
My darling will simply say no.
Oh. Oh, Mother, I know it's none of my business, but that dragoon you wrote me about, with the moustache.
Oh, him. What I ever saw in him astounds me. He's a tin soldier. Arms, legs, brain. Tin, tin,
tin,
tin, tin.
A weekend.
How very amusing.
A weekend.
But also inept.
A weekend, of course, refusing.
Au contraire, you must accept.
Oh, no!
A
A weekend in the country.
But it's frightful.
No, you don't understand. A weekend in the country is delightful if it's planned. Wear your hair down and a flower. Don't use makeup, dress in white. She'll grow older by the hour and be hopelessly shattered by Saturday night. Spend a weekend in the country.
Well, accept it.
I'd a feeling you would.
A weekend in the country.
Yes,
it's only polite that we should.
Good.
Count Malcolm's insanely jealous, isn't he? You don't suppose he'll come galloping up on a black stallion brandishing a sword?
Oh dear, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, but no, thank heavens. It's his wife's birthday this weekend. Sacred to domesticity. At least we're safe from him.
An intriguing little social item.
What?
Out of the Armfeld family manse.
Well, what?
Merely a weekend. Still, I thought it might amuse you to know who's invited to go, this time with his pants.
You don't mean...
I'll give you three guesses.
She wouldn't.
Reduce it to two.
It can't be.
It nevertheless is.
Agamemnon.
Right, score one for you.
Aha!
Ha
ha! A weekend in the country, we should try it.
How I wish we'd been asked.
A weekend in the country, peace and quiet.
We'll go masked.
A weekend in the country.
Uninvited, they'll consider it odd.
A weekend in the country, I'm delighted.
Oh my God.
And the shooting should be pleasant, if the weather's not too rough. Happy birthday, it's your present.
But
you haven't been getting out nearly enough. And a weekend in the country.
It's perverted.
Pack my quiver and bow, a weekend in the country. At exactly 2:30 we go.
We can't.
We shall.
We shan't.
I'm getting the car and we're motoring down.
Yes, I'm certain you are, but I'm staying in town.
Go! Of course
you will. We should
pack everything I own that shoots.
Are you sure it's all right?
We'll be making it out.
The
beautiful day for a weekend in the country. How amusing, how delightfully droll. A weekend in the country, as we're losing our control. A weekend in the country, how enchanting all the manicured lawns. A weekend in the country, with the panting and the yawns. With the crickets and the pheasants, and the orchards and the hay. With the servants and the peasants, we'll be laying our plans while we're playing croquet. For a weekend in the country, so inactive that one has to lie down. A weekend in the country where...
A weekend in the country, the bees in their hives, the shallow worldly figures, the frivolous lives, the devil's companions know not whom they serve. It might be instructive to observe.
However, there is one tiny snag.
A snag?
Lawyer Eggerman's married.
That could be considered a snag.
Don't worry, my darling. I was not raised by your grandmother for nothing.
Riotous laughter, we quietly suffer the season in town, which is visited up for a weekend in the country. How amusing, how delightfully droll. A weekend in the country, as we're losing our control. A weekend in the country, so inactive that one has to lie down. A weekend in the country, where? When twice as upset as, and 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 twice as upset as, and
that was A Weekend in the Country from Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music. That was the 2009 Broadway revival that won Catherine Zeta-Jones a Tony, and you heard her voice in there. Before that, from the original 1986 London cast of Phantom of the Opera, Masquerade. Before that, Facade from Jekyll and Hyde. Beautiful number, taking us back to 1997, and the show had a good 3-year run. And I started the set off with the new Sunset Boulevard, Tom Francis, with the title cut. If you're just joining me, you're listening to WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison. We're halfway through show tunes for today, but we have another 30 minutes of songs to play for you. Here is Marin Mazie, the late Marin Mazie, singing Back to Before from Ragtime. And rumor has it, it's coming back to Broadway next season.
There was a time our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices. We can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. People out there, unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling, or they might have been wrong. There are people out there, unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of tomorrow, unafraid to be weak. Sky, my moon, and my stars, and my ocean. We can never go back to before. We can never go back to.
Perfect situations must go wrong.
this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently. Won a few more moments, who can tell? But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Midwest Jazz Collective presents the Benny Banach III Quartet for two shows at 7 and 9 p.m. on Monday, April 7th at Cafe Coda. Emmy-nominated trumpeter and singer Benny Banach III has proven to be that rarest of talents, not only a fiery trumpet player with a stirring command of the post-bop trumpet vernacular, but also a singer with a sly, mature, naturally expressive delivery in the post-Sinatra mold. Third in a generational line of Pittsburgh jazz notables, Benny follows in the footsteps of his trumpeter and bandleader grandfather, Benny Banach Sr., and his father, Benny Banach Jr., who gave the young Benny his first professional experience. Benny's group includes Tyler Henderson on piano, Caleb Tabachman on bass, and Joe Perry on drums. More information at cafecoda.club. Midwest Jazz Collective presents the Benny Banach III Quartet for two shows at 7 and 9 p.m. on Monday, April 7th at Cafe Coda. You are listening to WORT Madison.
So where did we meet?
On the street?
Yes. It was a rainy day. You forgot your umbrella, so you ran under mine.
I initiated this.
The rain made us feel melancholy, but also romantic, as we walked on the rainy streets in
Paris.
New York set the perfect mood on the day we met.
Unbelievable.
I know.
The patter of rain and somewhere a jazz quartet.
They were playing in the rain.
They were inside.
So we were inside.
We were outside.
My umbrella could handle two. I even kept your shoulder dry. And since we both were shy, we barely spoke at all.
Did you get this from a movie?
You wore a bright red raincoat, that magic.
No way would I choose red for a raincoat.
Your beautiful red fur hat took my breath away.
And now you're just describing Santa.
The crowded and noisy streets were silent except our beating hearts. It's all those quiet parts you later can't forget. One little rainy day, the rainy day we met.
Your turn.
You stared at your feet, too nervous to say one word.
Well, what could I have said in that situation?
Our beautiful silence started to feel absurd.
But I did offer you the umbrella.
You just said it was my turn. So then in a breathless rush, we both started talking awkwardly.
So where are you? How long have you? Why don't you go
We laughed so hard that we forgot our socks were wet.
Game demanded a name, and love's what we called it.
The morning we tried waking up side by side and knew it was meant to be.
It seemed to me the crowded and noisy world was silent except our beating hearts. It's all those quiet parts you later can't forget.
Darren Criss and Helen J. Shen from brand new musical Maybe Happy Ending, enjoying a hit streak on Broadway. It opened this fall. I saw it. I loved it. It's a story of these two forgotten robots who fall in love. It's so sweet. The show is from Korea. Smart, imaginative, and brand new music. Before that, the original cast of I Know Him So Well. I started the set out with Back to Before, the powerful vocals of Marin Mazie. You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison, and I'm Tim, and we have about 15 minutes of show tunes left before On the Horizon that is coming up at 3 o'clock. So let's keep the music going. Here is Billy Porter, Stark Sands from Kinky Boots, Not My Father's Son.
When I was just a kid, everything I did was to be like him. Under my skin, my father always thought if I was strong and fought, not like some albatross, I'd begin to feel. it hidden. Look at me, powerless and holding my breath, trying hard to repress what scared him to death. It was never easy to be his type of man. To breathe freely was not in his plan. And the best part of me is what he would see. I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job, still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done and mirror what was not in me. So I jumped in my dreams and found an escape. Maybe I went to extremes of leather and lace, but the world seemed brighter 6 inches off the ground, and the air seemed lighter. I was profound, and I felt so proud just to live out. I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job, still couldn't be the
of Job, still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done and mirror what was not in me. We're the same.
Let's make boots.
It's
that simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.
I got a feeling that you could be feeling a whole lot better than you feel today. You say you got a problem, well that's no problem. It's super easy not to feel that way. When you start to get confused because of thoughts in your head, don't feel those feelings, hold them in instead. Turn it off, like a light switch, just go click. It's a cool little Mormon trick. We do it all the time when you're feeling certain feelings that just don't seem right. Treat those pesky feelings like a reading light and turn them off, like a light switch, just go bap.
Really, what's so hard about that?
Turn it off!
Turn it off!
When I was young, my dad would treat my mom real bad. Every time the Utah Jazz would lose, he'd start a-drinking, and I'd start a-thinking, how am I gonna keep my mom from getting abused? I'd see her all scared, and my soul was dying. My dad would say to me, now don't you dare start crying. Turn it off.
Like a light switch, just go flick. It's our nifty little morning trick.
Turn it off!
Turn it off!
My sister was a dancer, but she got cancer. The doctor said she still had 2 months more. I thought she had time, so I got in line for the new iPhone at the Apple Store. She lay there dying with my father and mother. Her very last words were, where is my brother?
Turn it off!
Yeah!
Bid those sad feelings adieu.
The fear that I might get cancer too. Oh. When I was in fifth grade, I had a friend, Steve Blade. He and I were close as two friends could be. One thing led to another, and soon I would discover I was having really strange feelings for Steve. I thought about us on a deserted island. We'd swim naked in the sea, and then he'd try and...
Whoa! Turn it off!
Like a light switch, there it's gone.
Good for you!
My hetero side just won. I'm all better now. Boys should be with girls, that's Heavenly Father's plan. So if you ever feel you'd rather be with a man, turn it off.
Well, Elder McKinley, I think it's okay that you're having gay thoughts, just so long as you never act upon them.
No, cause then you're just keeping it down. Like a dimmer switch on low.
On low.
Thinking nobody needs to know.
Uh-oh.
But that's not true. Being gay is bad, but lying is worse. So just realize you have a curable curse and turn it off. How do you feel?
The same.
Then you've only got yourself to blame. You didn't pretend hard enough. Imagine that your brain is made of tiny boxes. Then find the box that's gay and crush it!
Okay? No, no, I'm not having gay thoughts.
All right! It worked!
Yay!
WRT thanks its listener sponsors and FPC Live, presenting singer-songwriter Iron and Wine at the Orpheum Theater on Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Iron and Wine comes to the Orpheum Theater with a full band performing his new album, Light Verse. Joby Riccio opens the show. More information and tickets are available at madisonorpheum.com.
I'm MK Zariel, and I write very trans poetry, and as the internet's weird anarchist friend, I'd be honored to share some of it with you. Please join me on WORT's Access Hour, the night of April 7th, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, for some readings from my self-published zines and literary magazine collaborations. These poems will be interspersed with my musical inspirations, all songs by queer liberationist indie artists, and are perfect for anyone who loves anarchism, neuroqueer media, the bashback tendency, references to obscure gay liberationist texts, youth liberation, weird synesthetic imagery, all of the above, or none of the above.
or everything. I can't wait to radicalize you. Thank you so much to Candy for Trees for creating the background music of this promo, and thanks to WORT for being awesome.